Is Arch Manning catching too much hell?
Probably.
Yeah?
Probably, yeah.
Now, are you being measured in that, or you think you're going to catch a lot of hell from the other fan base that you went after today?
Probably catch a lot of hell. I mean, the thing about the Manning experience, and he was dreadful, and he has been ridiculed more than I can remember, honestly. Somebody as inexperienced as he is, even though he's been on campus, right, for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
But this was his third start. And let's be honest, like the two teams he had played last year compared to opening up your season against the defending champs and at their place. Like, good luck, right? Good luck. And I was going to say they were underdogs, but then that changed right before kickoff because somebody bet 500 grand on Texas and it changed the odds. You believe that? Wonder how they felt watching that game.
500,000?
Watching Arch throw.
Is that Matthew McConaughey?
Sidearm throws and... Ooh, it was bad. It was really, really bad. Now, he did have a nice fourth quarter. Now, how much of that is because Ohio State had a two-score lead and they changed their defense a little bit? But he was totally confused. I mean, he had never seen anything like that. That caliber of defense he had never seen as a starter. And then Patricia pulling out all the stops like it was the Super Bowl.
My favorite meme was them showing Matt Patricia, and he said, "This is easy. I had to coach against real Mannings." Just like, boy, that's mean-spirited, but also funny.
Oh, there were so many good ones.
It's probably the best thing for Arch Manning.
Don't you think? I thought the same thing.
Let me tell you why. You know, when Trevor Lawrence was first coming out, it's like, man, this kid's won everything. He won in high school, every game. He won in college up until the end. Like, everything. He did nothing but win. I was like, where's the adversity? And I know we've made jokes about battling adversity before and needing it. You do need some adversity there because then you find out, you know, what type of leader you really have. And I don't think that Trevor Lawrence is a guy who is immediately going to start blaming teammates or is selfish or anything like that. But you don't know what you have in natural leadership positions until you really have seen some adversity. So there are great quarterbacks who need to lose and need to lose at a lower level. And Texas football is a big deal, but Texas football is not the pros. And so what he does to bounce back after this, you know, that's going to be the thing. Do you go out there and do you become the type of quarterback that a lot of people think you're supposed to become? Or do you become, in your own way, the other Manning? Because you're the son of the other Manning. And the only reason the other Manning is just known as the other Manning is because of injury, from what we all know. So I think this could be the best thing for him because it's like you need to have to answer to some adversity if you're going to go out there and be the type of guy that everybody thinks that you can be.
Well, what did you
or
make?
Or wants you to be, or trying to talk themselves into thinking you are going to be.
Yeah, so much. Like, Arch has been talked about for like 5 years, has he not? Don't you remember when even he was in high school, him getting talked about? But because of the way that they really managed his recruitment, he got off social media. They were doing it their way, right? They were doing it their way.
Mm-hmm.
And I can already hear the Shador fans go, well, that's what our guy didn't. If the NFL, like, okay, that's fine. But they did it a very specific way.
Always comes back to him with you.
So, funny thing is, I don't remember people saying the stuff while he was in high school that they're saying now, which is, did you see we played against in high school? He wasn't even playing against the top competition in high school. Like, I did see a lot of people pointing that out. And I'm like, all right, now with that said, does that mean he's not a five-star recruit all of a sudden? You know, let's see if this would have to be one of the biggest myths. If he's like just not good, then was this all some grand conspiracy too?
Well, if he's just not that good, then I think it shows you how powerful the Manning family really is in the sport of football. If he ends up being not that good, like, say what you want to, and I know it's hard not to make a comparison. But some people thought, well, the only reason Shador gets to play is because of his father. Okay, well, no one was saying he was the number one overall pick, except for the biggest fans that he had. No one's saying he was the number one overall pick. I mean, people are thinking the moment he were to come out of the draft or for the draft, that Arch Manning, whatever year he decides to come out, he's the number one pick with a bullet that he's the number one guy. That is not number one quarterback production, but that's also the first game in your first start of the season. And this is not, as the one caller had said to us earlier, it ain't UTEP, man. That is Ohio State. Mm-hmm. And the last time he had a chance to do that was against Georgia, and Georgia wasn't very good. But he was not the type of guy that was going to be needed to go out there and to do it. They had another guy there. And it shows you just how hard this is. Like, you're playing with the big boys now. Ohio State's as close to the NFL as you're going to see. And I'm sure, I don't know the rest of Texas's schedule. I'm assuming it's going to be better. I just think it's probably the better thing for him, because if he were to pick this up and it would just be easy for him, there's still one place where it's left. And you know, there's wildly talented quarterbacks who still had to battle some adversity when they were in college. You know, Patrick Mahomes, that was not a national championship caliber team. Baker Mayfield, that was a national championship caliber football team that still had late game woes, late problems. It can't all just be perfect. So for a guy like that, where everybody thinks, man, it's just blessed about where you came from and what coaching advantages you had and the people your uncle know and all the things that you could say, it probably will still be the best thing for him, unless he goes out there and he's just terrible. And then we won't talk about him anymore, and we'll talk more about all the other guys. I'm not just talking about the Browns. I'm talking about everybody.
Yeah, they got San Jose next. They got UTEP. They got Sam Houston. So he's got three games where he's supposed to get.
When's their next test?
Their next test is right now at Florida, down in the swamp, October 4th.
Okay.
And then the following week, they host Oklahoma. So
those will be two decent tests.
Yeah. And then nothing again until they go to Georgia in November.
That'll be a test. That'll definitely be a test. Okay. Because as of right now, no. But it's still early in that process. I like Lenore Sellers on Sunday. I like Carson Beck fair enough, even though I'm not a big Carson Beck guy, but I just got to give credit where credit's due. And those are those guys. As far as the other ones are concerned there, the guys who currently play for the Cleveland Browns, no, they have to have their chance. And they won't get their chance as of right now. It doesn't seem like they're going to get their chance coming up until November, I would think it is, unless they go out there and they get boat raced on Sunday and then everything's on deck for Monday morning. It could be a very fun show, or it could be a very, very, very ugly show coming up on Monday morning, depending on what this football team does with a 40-year-old quarterback. Because if they go out there and they get boat raced by a team that, hey, Cincinnati's good, and they got a really good quarterback, but their defense is atrocious. And if you go out there and you get boat raced, you're turning the ball over. You know, I could do that with a kid. I can do that with Dillon Gabriel, or I can do that with Shedeur Sanders. I can do it with one of them guys. I don't need to go do it with a 40-year-old. If you can't figure it out, then we're looking ahead. So Sunday becomes a much bigger deal as we get closer to it. Got the podcast coming up 10:15 a.m. Eastern, 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. It's absolutely free. Gary Myers, Brady versus Belichick. The debate rages on. He wrote the book about it, literally. He joins us coming up at 10:15 Eastern. What a time to talk about Brady versus Belichick after what happened last night with UNC. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10 for Big Country, for Jeff, for Mitch, for the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lima. I'm Ken Carman. Have a wonderful day, my friends.